Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host Josh and see what today's episode is all about.
Welcome to the Tech Flush. Now, I say this every time. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Today, we have a very special panel, very special guest. And even I'm getting to sit in this special seat when my boss is here. So we've got to my right, not that you know my right from my left, but I've got Coach Scott Webb here. Hey, Coach.
Josh, it's always a privilege to be on your program. I know this is the first time I've been on it. Excited to see the growth that you've had in becoming a podcaster. You're doing an outstanding job, and I'm just absolutely honored to be a part of the show today.
I'm glad to have you. And, you know, speaking of good guests, today's episode number 20. So we're hitting some big landmarks today. Big things. And then across from me, I have the Shelly Earls. Hey, Shelly.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're here. Then we have the Pam Coleman.
Hi, Josh.
And then we've got the Teresa Scoggins.
The Teresa. Hey, J-Magic.
J-Magic. Everybody's got nicknames today. So listen, I am super excited that y'all are here. I think we've got some big things to talk about. And we're going to call this episode TCEA number 5. And just kind of a big review of things. And we're going to talk about some fun things that we did in our trip. And I think starting out, I think the most fun thing I had on this trip was just we all hang out in a work setting, but I think getting to hang out with each of us outside of work a little bit was just, it really was magical. It was getting to know people, getting to like hang out, see what food we liked, the walking, all those things. I think I really enjoyed that.
Josh, I think part of when you are going to an experience, a conference, part of the experience is obviously we're there to learn. And I thought as a district, we learned, we grew. But it's also about working on building some team camaraderie and spending some time together in a setting that's not necessarily a work setting. You know, we spend a lot of time at a desk making plans. We've done that all day long today. For those of you that want a little inside behind the curtain story, I mean, we literally were in a meeting for about 5 hours today talking about some plans for 2024. But when you get to get out of town, get to experience the town, get to kind of hang out and socialize, It gives you an opportunity to get to know your team, get to know your people, get to know their likes, their dislikes, and get to get input that helps develop what you're going to do as a team, as a department. So these conferences are invaluable in terms of being able to do that. The knowledge itself is great, and I'm sure we're going to get into some of the things we talked about today, but the ability to spend time together, grow as a group in a department is just one of the things that make going to the conferences like this so valuable.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And speaking of just growing as a group, what were our favorite things? And let's talk with Pam because Pam's looking at me. So Pam, what overall, just TCA, what was your favorite thing about this conference? Whether it's a tech tool, whether it's just hanging out, whether it was the food, what was your favorite thing? I know that was really broad, but what's your favorite thing?
Well, I'd have to reiterate what you both have already mentioned, which was the connections with one another and just even walking the streets, you know, downtown and just going out to dinner and sharing those experiences together. The laughter and the memories will always be impactful. As for TCEA, I would have to say that I had been at TCEA during COVID. So it was like 2020, I think, and then, or 2021. At any rate, that was when Jamboard was like the rage and everybody was so pumped about it. And I was pumped about it too. But this time Figma has been released and we just got off a call with them. Boy, I am so excited about the opportunities that we can have at a district level. With that tool, it is free for students and teachers, and it is just so impactful and adds that collaboration, design, you know, ability to do mind mapping, all the things that you would want. It kind of seems like it's pretty awesome. So I really loved it, and I loved being at the sessions. like when we went to the expo, I should say, and, you know, going to around to the different vendors. And that was one of the great sessions that we were able to attend. And I was able to get Ditch That Textbook copy of Matt Miller's.
Matt Miller is the man.
AI. And I don't, the full name escapes me. I haven't been reading it at night, unfortunately. But anyway, got a copy of that. And just, it was such an impactful opportunity. AI was the rage. And so that was so much what I feel like drove this conference. Just overall, I can't say enough about how awesome it was.
Yeah, it really was incredible. It was my first trip there. First trip to Austin, all those things. So it was just a really incredible time.
First technology conference.
That massive. Like, I've been to some small scaled ones, but I know y'all talked about it, but I don't think I truly understood it until I was there.
It's hard to explain to people. You know, the experiences can be overwhelming. I mean, you come back with so much information and there's just so many tools and things out there. But it's really kind of a look forward to what's next in education technology. And it gives you an insight and ability to kind of see the things that are out there, and that the tools that we are using now that we've become more comfortable, things like Nearpod, things like quizzes, things like that, to see those tools grow. But then the next line of tools that come out that are going to impact and have a place in the education world and be able to be prepared. That's why you go to these things, is to make sure. And it's the reason why me as an administrator, I go every year, is to make sure that we as a district are prepared for not only what's happening now, but what's to come in the future.
Yeah. Even like connecting those tools. Like, you know, we think about, I've been on the bandwagon of like Diffit and Brisk teaching. And you see use those tools, but it was so awesome to sit there and like talk to the creators, talk to the people that are doing it, and being able to have that conversation was just awesome. And speaking of the exhibit hall, I remember, Scott, we talked about that you wanted to be with me when I first walked in.
I did. That was the only thing I wanted that was really a checkbox for me when we went.
And I dropped the ball on it, and I apologize.
You got greedy.
I did. But I tell you what, as soon as I walked in, I literally was like Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. I put my hands up, and I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like, I didn't know whether to go straight, left, or right, or just leave. It was insane.
Well, you could win some things. Like,
that's true.
We have people at the table that like.
Oh, we're definitely going to go.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go into that because there was some winnings.
There's some big winning happening.
Yeah. And speaking of winning things, you know, we've got Teresa and Shelly both were like, we're bringing extra suitcases. We're bringing big suitcases. We have to check a bag on the airplane. I'm like, why? Like, because most of my conferences were just papers, just kind of junk were given out. But these two ladies, and I'll let y'all talk about it, but like your suitcases came in handy because y'all stayed in the exhibit hall, I feel like, way longer than I did. Or maybe you just did it more, you did it in a better fashion than
probably
I did.
Probably a little more efficient.
I found out there was a shortcut from the exhibit hall to the other half of the building. So through. I would cut through, and on the way, I might have entered a few contests.
A few?
Just a few. But I think part of that, Josh, came from the legacy of us getting to go to conferences when we first became tech coaches. And at that time, Bradley County didn't have a lot of these tools. And so we would go through the vendors and put our name on anything so we could bring stuff back to our district to use because we didn't have all the resources. And then as time has progressed, especially, I know COVID gets blamed for a lot of things, but it was also a blessing in disguise because it allowed us to upgrade our technology in where our students are now one-to-one, which was huge. So that was a nice takeaway from this conference too, is to see how far we have come in the sessions that we said, and oh, wait a minute, we have that tool. We've used that tool where before we were going, oh my gosh, we'll never get this for Bradley County because we don't have the money or the access to that. So just even reflecting back on how far we have come, yeah, we're still scavengers and we'll still put our name in for all the things to win because we want more for Bradley County, and not just for our teachers, but for our students. And it's very impactful watching our students and teachers use the tools that we've been able to bring back. Even if it's just say, hey, we got a 30-day trial on this. Jump on this now. Here's the code. Use it. See if you like it. And then we'll approach those vendors and say, hey, can you extend this a little bit? And we found out that a lot of those vendors would extend it for us, or we could find another code to extend it. But it's that part that I've seen that was a good takeaway for me from TCA, is to see how far we've come and how much further we've got to go.
Well, and I'll follow up on that. I guess we went to what, TCA, was it?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, I can't.
This is my first
FETA.
First TCA. And then we went, I was at last year when I was at TCA with, I took a group of administrators. We're in San Antonio. And, you know, I've been the district technology supervisor. Now this is my seventh year. And I got to the conference and was very excited about it and learned a lot of great things. But I sat down in a session and I text Dr. Cash and I said, this is the first time I've been to a conference that I haven't felt like our students and teachers are behind. Now, there's definitely areas that we can grow and expand, and we're working on doing that. But I don't feel like we're behind. I think we have tools and resources. Now, as this group will always want as many tools and resources as we can get our hands on. And we're working to continue to grow that, but we're not behind. We have the capabilities to do and give our students and teachers a modern education that maybe we weren't capable of pre-COVID. And that was that light bulb is went off. And I feel very excited that we're at least in a place where we are doing what I'm seeing happen across the country. We're capable of doing most of those things. And we weren't there 5 years ago.
I mean, that's even like, we had a conversation pretty early on that I left some sessions. I feel like I feel like I already knew these things. It was different. I've never experienced that in a way to like, all right, I need to find other things. And so that even had,
Did you just pat yourself on the back?
I did.
I'm so smart that I don't need this.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, but no, it's tough to even say that out loud because, you know, we've all been in those spots where we're still learning. I'm still learning and there's still tons of stuff to learn. But that was a very interesting point in the conference of like, why am I here? What's my purpose? And so even like we've been gone for a month now and I'm still processing not just the material learned, but just that process, well, like where Therese, am I at in this job?
Therese always talks about these events as drinking out of a fire hose because there's just so much information. It's hard to digest it all. It takes getting all that information. And Therese, almost a month since we were there is still gathering information.
I have a spreadsheet with hyperlinks to the presentations. There's over 800 presentations. I'm on a mission.
And that was continuing today.
May 24th.
Like we were meeting today and you're still doing it.
I am. But I got your back on that, what you said earlier, Jay Magic. I was in some sessions and I thought, oh, yeah, CuraPod. I've been using that for a while. Magic School, been using that for a while. Magic Scott sent a text about school AI. I'm like, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Diffit. But I thought, okay, there's got to be more. And there was more. I was looking for different ways of doing things that I already knew about, like expand it a little bit more. There's got to be more to it than that. And if you've not checked out School AI lately, I take back all I said when I was like, yeah, because, oh my gosh, it has expanded. And like Wakelet, it's expanded. And the Breakout EDU, we got to play some new aspects of their games there. And when we did our onboarding call with Breakout EDU today is when I realized my account has been there since 2017. I presented on creating your own breakout and doing digital breakouts in Breakout EDU at our first ever Bradley County Tech Summit that we had back in 2017, I guess it was. So I was like, oh yeah, I've been fascinated with this for a while, but they've added some new elements. And then from what we saw today, as the person was going through all the features, I'm over there going, make a copy, because there were some really cool things in there that you can customize for your students and individually assign, so it's differentiated. So that's awesome. I got to sit in a physical breakout session with Peggy. I think it was Peggy Reamer with TCEA. And I won a set of the boxes to make your own physical breakouts. Well, when I was in the breakout EDU today, I noticed some of those were physical breakouts, and I'm like, ooh, and it had the resources already, because that's the hardest part, is creating all of that stuff. So now I have some ideas to go in my boxes to be able to share with others. But my big thrill, I guess, from TCEA was all the artificial intelligence stuff, because that's been my kick for the last 2 years. And I'm like all in on that. Yeah, I know there's dangers, there's bias, there's, you got to use it ethically and responsibly, but the stuff you can do with AI is still just mind-boggling. And got to sit down in on Holly Clark's sessions. And no, I am not stalking her.
I don't know if that's the truth.
I don't know if that's, I agree with that.
But we did get copies of her book and we got them signed. And just, it's like I've drunk the Kool-Aid, because I would listen to her and Matt Miller on their podcast, and I've gained so much knowledge about AI on there. But then to just see her in person and hear her talk, and Matt too, when he was on the AI panel, I'm just sitting there going, yeah, preach it. You got it. It's just like they got inside my brain and said what I wanted to say. So it was exciting to confirm that, yeah, we're not that far behind. I mean, not that we are behind. It's just, I feel like maybe we don't utilize some of the stuff that we do have to the fullest extent we should be. And then seeing a lot of the STEM and STEAM stuff was pretty cool too. Having three STEM and STEAM schools myself, they even had little gadgets in the exhibit hall that I thought, oh, hey, we can 3D print those. They were little clips. So you could use them with cardboard for constructing things. And I was like, that's a project. Figure out how to 3D print those. Let the kids create with that. Throw it in and smash it with some of the Bird Brain Technologies tools so that you can animate cardboard. So lots of ideas going through my head after that conference.
Yeah, it's even like we talked this morning. Like there's, I'm trying to narrow down my favorite things. But really, like, we have our things that we know. So now we need to really dive in and figure out what process we want. We know that we know how to use the tool, but how are we going to use it effectively, not just with our teachers, but with our students? I think, especially for me again, like that's where I'm at. How am I going to use this effectively to increase our growth, increase all these things? So I think that's, you know.
So that it's not just, it's not about the tool. They've got to get over the, oh, wow, this is cool. Like when I would teach math, we started out with the manipulatives, and you know they're going to want to play with them. It didn't matter if I taught kindergarten all the way up through sixth grade. They wanted to build with the cubes or whatever, do what you weren't supposed to do with it. So I always started with a play session, just let them play, get it out of their system, then have them utilize it for what it's made to do. So I feel like sometimes we're still in that, oh my gosh, this is the coolest tool ever phase, and that should just be second nature. They should not notice the sparkly new shiny tools, but how they're using it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Well, and I think that's part of, you know, as a department, some of our focus next year, and we spent a lot of time talking about that today, so it's fresh in my mind. But a lot of that is getting away from not really focusing on the tool, because there's so many things out there that can do so many things, and everybody will use things a little bit differently. But what we want to do is we want to focus on a few and really work on improving student engagement and learning. Because ultimately what we're all trying to do is we're trying to graduate kids. So we've got to have our focus in our area, obviously technology based. We want to find ways that we can help assist teachers. And it could be through tools and AI and this and this and this. The tool doesn't matter. What we're trying to do is improve student learning. And finding and coaching through those methods is a big part of what our department's going to be focused on. And a lot of that came from information and things we got at a conference like TCEA, where we can see what's worked, what hasn't worked from school systems here. And one of the things I like about school systems is you get to hear from people on the ground. You get to hear from people that are walking in your shoes, trying to do the same types of things. And they are usually very forthright. They'll talk about their successes, but they'll also talk about the places where they've had struggle. And if we, as a community, we do this all the time at the kind of the school community level where we share stuff. So we say, oh, this worked. This didn't work. This can be a little bit better. Hey, try this, try that. But when you get to do that on kind of a national global scale at a major conference like this, I don't know, there had to be, what, 15, 20,000 people at this conference, it felt like anyway. When you kind of get to do it on that kind of level, it can have, you can get perspective from a variety, a great diverse group of people that can really kind of help and impact us here in Bradley County. And that's, I think that was one of my big takeaways from that, is being able to pull that information from all those people and kind of say, oh, this is something that could, and if we tweak it just right, can really have an impact on what's happening in teaching and learning in Bradley County schools.
And we now have access to those people to reach out to them if we need help with something.
Right. And conferences like this are great for that. I mean, how many people have you had on your podcast just in the last couple of weeks that you met through conversations and tools and things like that directly associated with this conference? I mean, it's a way to connect to people because they're doing the same things you're doing. It may be in New Mexico, but you have an opportunity to kind of learn and grow from that in a way that is really impactful.
And then Shelley's blowing up our calendar with webinars and Zoom meetings with all of these vendors that are offering us some awesome tools.
But I think that's part of this conference is it's opening a door to make those connections, like you all have said, but not only that, so that we can be then creating those. Okay, so what did you do in your county, like you all said too? But it's also making sure that we are doing what's best for our district as far as our kids and giving them the tools that they're going to need. Because let's be honest, the tools that they're going to need for the ones that are graduating the years to come may not have even been developed yet. And these are what's great about going to these kind of conferences is to hear and see what students, that's another part of the conference that I enjoyed, was those poster sessions where you could actually see what students are doing and what they're creating. And that way it shows us what our kids could be doing. Mm-hmm. And it gives us that opportunity to make those connections and say, okay, I've got this, this, and this. What have you all done? And then it opens up more doors for not just our teachers and us, but for our students, because we don't even know what jobs they're going to be in the next 5-10 years.
Well, and that's why I'll be fully transparent here. So what I do from a professional development with money I have for professional development is every other year I take the tech coaches, because I want to make sure they're at the cutting edge and they see what's available. But in that off year, I want to take administrators. I want to take supervisors. We're going to try to take some teachers next year to give them, they need to see the world from an educational standpoint of how ed tech is impacting that, not just locally, but globally. So it's an opportunity to get the decision makers in our county involved in the process. I took 6 principals last year, and that's impactful because they can see the things that are happening and see how it can be enhanced. It's not just an opportunity for them to grow and learn, but it's an opportunity for them to see some of the things that are out there that can impact their school, you know, academically. And it's an event that if you get an opportunity, I highly suggest you go to, because it'll impact you in more ways than just learning about technology.
I really wish Bradley County had a way to allow a select number of teachers per school to go to something like ISTE or FETC or TCEA every year. If there was a PD budget of funds for them to guarantee so many slots for so many teachers, and it just on a rotational basis.
Yeah, because I feel like that's where they bring it back. As we're discussing this, I'm thinking of a librarian comes to mind, and she's overdoing the STEM and the makerspace, and then she's, you know, using the apps for students to read and being read to. And I mean, all the hands-on and engagement and, she's just on fire. And I'm so impressed with how she runs the media center. But what if she was to go to TCEA and connect with other librarians, media specialists, and bring that? That would just ignite and just spread. Because, I mean, I know that's what happens with us, because we go and we feel the same way. We come back, we just feel like we can't share enough about the amazing things that we've seen.
On the flip of that, I was also able to go with teachers who had never been to a tech conference to FPTC. And they went to their first session, and I'm like, okay, so tell me. And they're like, you aren't kidding. There is so much here. And, you know, they did this, this, and this, and we could take this back to our classroom, and wow, we can do this, this, and this. And the
light bulbs were going off all over the top of their head.
And that was only the first session that they went to. So, because I had warned them, I said, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to be brain dead by the time the day's over. And they're like, it won't be that bad. And they came out of their first session and they were like, oh my God, did you see da 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 da? And we all separated and divided so that way we could cover more information. And they came out of the first one. So at the end of the first day, they were like, you weren't kidding. I'm like, nope. I said, but then when we went to dinner that night, we were able to, okay, what did you see? What did you do? What do you think you could take back to school? What are some things that you can already see yourself doing when you go back to your classroom? And those conversations then created a bigger conversation on, oh, but what if you did this? And if what if you took this, did with this? And that was just day one. And you got to understand these conferences are 3 to 5 days. So imagine just one session making that much of a powerful impact for some teachers just to relight the fire in the drive to, hey, I got to do what's best for my students. And what is going to be best for my students? And how can I improve my teaching? And how can I facilitate more to what our students need?
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know, we talked about this bubble that we're in, like just in our district, and then going and seeing other things at this conference. And I think even for me, you know, I was a special ed teacher for 12 years. It's about to be my end of my second year in this position. And I felt like when at the school I was at, everything works the way it works at your school. Like until I've been to other schools and I've seen like, oh, these teachers are doing this or this is happening. It really enlightens you to more of the process that's going on and more of the ideas. And, you know, you're sharing things that you learn from conferences. You're sharing things from this teacher to that teacher at different schools. And it's just another big way of connecting. I think that's been huge for me for the past couple of weeks of just processing that.
The collaboration's huge. And I think that's the biggest thing too, is find people you can collaborate with to make what you do even better.
The conductors, that could be your job role. Conductors.
The flushers and the conductors.
I think you're supposed to have a sound for that.
I just want to be a flusher.
I need that sound effects. We got to work on the board, Scott. We got to work on that board.
Work on the board. That's for sure.
All right. So we know Shelly, not Shelly. We're going to come to you, Shelly. So get ready. We know Teresa's big thing that she enjoyed was AI and just learning from her, Holly Clark and Matt Miller. And you know, Holly signed my book and put a heart there.
Mine too, Josh.
Mine too.
I forgot about that. Jay shouldn't Magic. Have said that. I thought I was special. But Shelly, what was your big favorite thing from the conference? I know that's hard to say, but maybe it's a topic such as AI. What was your big takeaway?
I think the big takeaway was the overall theme of AI, but also seeing the pros and cons. And I loved hearing that discussion because so many times we talk about how great something is. But they had a nice keynote time or hour power, whatever they called it. Mm-hmm. And they actually sat there and talked about all the highs, but they also brought in the lows too to say the balance on, we don't want anything to come off, oh, this is great. But we also talked about those precautionary measures and things that we need to put in place. And then listening to that conversation and hearing this whole group of people collaborating over this one idea that is overcoming everything, because AI is huge. Mm-hmm. And hearing their discussion and hearing that collaboration, again, back to collaboration, my biggest takeaway is how important collaboration is in this day and time too, because there's so much that we could be doing individually. But with all the tools that we have now, with Zooms and things like FigJam and stuff like that, where we can all sit down and collaborate together and put all of our ideas together, you don't feel like you're an island, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Is that's what was so huge about some of these sessions I went to, is here they were talking about pros, cons, this worked, this didn't work. But you're going, yeah, I understand that because that's the way it was for me. And seeing that you are not an island and seeing that teachers are the same no matter where you live, where you are. We all,
what your title is.
We all want what's best for our students and we want to make an impact. But sometimes because of all the stuff that we deal with as a teacher, we don't see the true impact that we're doing. And we got to remember it's, if we make the difference in one child, it's worth it. It's worth everything we go through. But that, that for me, the club is collaboration. Collaboration was huge in the fact that I, as a teacher, I'm not an island. And there's so many people I can reach out who've already been through what I've been through or who can help me get through an obstacle that I have or learn a new tool. There's, it's just that collaboration, that branching out to seeing there's other people doing what I do.
Yeah. And I think it's just, it's continuing to grow. I think you don't necessarily want to get stagnant in your position. You don't want to get stagnant in the classroom, but it's continuing to grow, to reach out, to have your professional learning networks and all those things. Just continuing that. I think that's key.
With a teacher burnout as high as it is, I think conferences like this let you know that, hey, I may be soaking down here a little low, but then you get these new tools and you think, okay, I can do this. And then you connect with this teacher. Okay, they can help me do this. And you just get that camaraderie going around and then it just lights your fire back on. We can do this together.
Yeah, I love that. Now, Pam, not to forget you because you're being quiet over here. So what was your big takeaway from our conference? What was the big takeaway?
I don't know. That could be the first time anybody's ever uttered that sentence. Yeah.
That is. You can't cover the mic, Pam. We're recording. People can still hear you. I want to hear. Did you?
I did.
There's so much going on. My brain.
Josh.
Is, like,
Josh,
listen, I've got spring break on half of my brain.
Yeah,
I've got a podcast on the other half.
If this podcast doesn't hurry up and end,
Joshua,
we're going to be on.
What was your favorite thing? Remind me, Pam.
I talked about Jamboard, but now it's
Jamboard, Figma. We got all these things. I'm sorry.
But hey, I can go on. Today. I mean, I can tell you
listen,
something
No, it's fine. We can move on.
We can go to the food scene now. I mean, I'm all about that.
Perfect. Thanks for that transition there.
If you put Fig Jam and then you put out Breakout EDU and then you turn in Freeform for those who are Apple users, there are just so many tools.
And Genially.
To be fair. Genially is the one for making gaming. Oh, my gosh. And then just the part on the esports and to say one thing, Josh, is
kind of tricky.
Is very hard.
It sounds like we might have to have a TCA number six.
First of all, I don't like that you put me in a box where I can only pick one.
I know boxes are kind of fun sometimes.
Nobody puts.
But you need the Breakout EDU to get out of the box.
We're in the corner.
We can come up with a Breakout EDU to get you out.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
We have a subscription now. So I know we've got some things to do. People's got places to go. It is the Friday before spring break. So let's talk about food.
My favorite subject. You know what? Here's what I noticed. You know, we would eat the food and then we'd talk about where we're going to eat the following night.
Bellies are full and it's like, all right, we've got to go get a donut. I think that's one of my favorite things to remember, Scott, because I'm like, I can't fit in my pants. I need to unbutton them. I need to loosten up.
Oh, no.
Scott's like, hey.
A little bit of dieting going
on.
Wait.
Let's put this into context, okay? So it was a carousel of donuts, confections that looked like they were made in heaven.
They were swirling
around, and so we're just looking at them.
I
did not lose weight.
That's a you problem.
Pretty amazing.
There's always going to be trouble on the line when there's a Voodoo Donuts within walking distance to where we're sitting. It's going to be problematic.
It's problematic
and it was problematic because I think by the end of the week, when I walked in the door, I got like the Norm from Cheers. Scotty! When I walked in because we made so many trips there. But yeah, Austin is, for those of you that have never been to Austin, absolutely phenomenal town. A lot of diversity, a lot of great restaurants, a lot of interesting people, a lot of homeless people. But just a great town with a great vibe.
Cool Capitol building, too.
Yeah. Cool town. Felt super comfortable there. People were extremely nice. Walkable. Everything was walkable. So many restaurants and stuff.
I think we were out at night one night. I mean, did we go for donuts like at 10?
Oh, yeah. I went to TCA last year in San Antonio where it was like 38 degrees and rained all week.
We didn't wear jackets. And then, we didn't even have a, I didn't have a jacket. You know,
70 degrees mm-hmm. almost all week and sunny the week we were there. And so just a beautiful town, a lot of fun and a lot of good food.
And one of the reasons why food was so important is we would go to sessions all during the day and not eat. So dinner and dessert was very important.
I learned to snag apples from the breakfast bar. That yes. was my lunch.
This is when we need Terry on here. We should have got Terry and the lunch. Yeah.
Terry would nab all the peanut butter, all the little, you know, like all the little packets of peanut butter. And then he would even, like, he had baggies.
He had baggies and he put bread in baggies. You could do a whole podcast on how to survive a conference from luggage, extra luggage, expandable luggage, packing outfits like a flight attendant.
Comfortable shoes.
Sandwiches from a breakfast bar.
This might be an episode we're going to have to do like a month before TCA yeah. next year.
You need to
talk about how to pack for that.
How to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make sure you stop and eat at Gus's Chicken.
Oh, and there's a Gus's in Knoxville, evidently, right?
I'm so pumped about that.
Think you field trip? Hey, you guys want to go to a field trip?
I'm in.
You could do Flushing from Gus's.
Man, all the, oh, I love Ooh. It.
Sponsorship. There's sponsorship opportunity there.
An AI deal there. We got that. Yep, come on.
Take advantage of that.
Collaboration.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, listen, guys, this has been awesome today. I was a little nervous because I've not had this many people on the show at once, but I think it went really well. But again, like, I'm biased. Doesn't matter what you think. So before we wrap, you want to say something?
No, I'm good, man. I'm not used to sitting in this chair.
I know. So. It's weird to like look at you not in the director's seat. And so it's like.
It's all good, man.
But it's fun.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, there we go. But so before we wrap up, I want to make sure everybody can follow everybody on all the platforms and things. So, Scott, how can we follow you on Twitter? X,
on Twitter, I'm sweb_32. We also have the. And I want you to write this down just in case you don't know it. It's Technology BCS. Is our Bradley County Schools Technology Department. I also run the Bradley County Schools, both the Twitter page and the Facebook page. And we do have an instructional technology Facebook page, which you probably didn't know about either, and you don't tag on anything either. I don't know. No Instagram. We don't have an Instagram. We may need to change that, so... Yeah, all those platforms.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I get it right. So I've been working on being on there more, and I just I'm.
You know what? The hashtag is great. Just hashtag BCS Tech, and a lot of times
on all those platforms.
Yeah, a lot of times I won't even like do an app and tag anybody or any organization. I'll just do the hashtag. So that's kind of great.
That's a good idea, Pam. Where? How can we follow you, Pam?
Hey, you can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. At Pam Coleman BCS.
Awesome. And Shelly, how can we follow you?
I am at Shelly Earls.
That's easy, Shelly Earls. And the detective, Teresa Scoggins.
I'm at Teresa Scoggins on Twitter. Will always be Twitter to me, not X.
Yeah, I have a hard time calling it X. Even when I tell people it's Twitter and X, I just refuse them to.
And I, especially you two, I want to shout you two out because you two stay very active on the platform, and Josh is really doing a great job. I do want to take this opportunity and thank Teresa for all that she has done and the impact that she has had on this system. For those of you that don't know, Teresa has officially decided to, mosey off into the sunset and start the next chapter of her life. And we're so happy. I'm so proud of all the things that she has done and accomplished for Bradley County Schools. And she will be incredibly missed and absolutely irreplaceable, but we're excited for her. I don't think we've heard the last from her. She'll probably still be around and still pretty active. But we're happy that Teresa has decided to, well, I say we're happy. Shelly's not happy about it at all. But we're excited for Teresa and look forward to whatever's next in her life.
Detective Scoggins will never go away completely.
No, I'm still going to have to call her with all my needs.
The next year, we're like, Teresa, she's like, I've already got 80% of the presentations downloaded.
I will be retired, not expired. So. Y'all can catch my book when I release it. I don't know what I'm writing
will
yet.
Will you sign it too?
Hey, will you sign it?
I'll sign it heart.
With a heart.
Yes, but I'm the only one you can do that with. You can't do it with anybody else. I got to feel more special.
Maybe you can have her back on the tech list.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be a big show.
Author, I'm here today with author Teresa Scoggins.
Love
just,
it.
Not just stalker and detective, no. But now it's
hey, I could write a book on how to stalk legally.
There we go. Stuff.
Josh, thank you for having us today.
Yeah, you got. Listen, this was awesome. Oh, and listen, you can follow me at Josh_Morris65. You can follow me on our website. Remember, we've got that at bit.ly/techflush. You can follow the show on all the major platforms. Scott's been awesome to getting the show hooked up on all those things. So make sure you check that out. And I think that's it. Oh, and the BCS Technology website. Make sure you check that out. But it's going to be coming some updates. Updates are coming. We've talked today about a lot of great branding things, colors, all those fun things. So I think you're going to see a big change in the next coming months on the website. So I'm really excited about that. And just the processes that we're going to do as a department. So again, guys, this has been awesome. I love when people come on the show and I'm just not talking to a blank wall, which that's always fun too, because then I can just say what I want. But thank you guys. This has been awesome. Any last words before we wrap up?
Thank you again.
Happy spring break.
Yeah. Happy spring break.
Is this show now? Is this episode actually going to come out before spring break, or is this going to be like in the can for later? Not that this is, I mean, you can always edit this stuff out if you want to talk about it on the air, but
we can do either way. This is episode 20. Man. I got 19 coming out March 19th. So that may or may not be out by the time you listen to this. And then this will be episode 20. We can skip it around. It doesn't matter to me.
No.
Hey.
Might be a good one just to post today.
Yeah, I got 76 days.
Oh, wow. She's got a top
20 hours, 21 minutes, and 55 seconds.
Yeah. But who's counting?
All right. Yeah, we may put it out. We might put it out before spring. It's going to be good spring break material, maybe.
Buddy. I'm not trying to peer pressure you in anything, but excited. Incredibly excited to be on the podcast.
Man, this has been awesome.
I mean, I almost forced my way on because I didn't think I was ever going to get an invitation, but incredibly excited to be on.
Hey, we were episode 10 and 20.
Does that mean you're coming 30?
How about that? I don't even remember that. That's awesome. That's Pam, do you remember what episode you were?
17? 16?
I don't know if that's that high.
I don't either.
Wow.
I don't remember that. You know, I slept a couple of
You only remember things that are important. I guess it wasn't a memorable experience.
I just want you guys to all realize that you guys have been on now. Pam's been on twice. The girl's been on twice. And I just got the invite.
Yep. We're going to have to fix that.
I'm going to remember that one.
It's all the best for last.
So from now until May, we're just going to have the Tech Flush and Scotty on.
No, we're not. But happy, Josh, once again, happy to be on your program.
Yeah, awesome, guys. I appreciate it. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Remember, this is episode number 20. Hope y'all have a good one. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.